Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Stargazing with Star Fuentes. Star is a master intuitive healer and spiritual teacher and has been a pioneering student of metaphysics for over 50 years. She has learned lifetimes of priceless information from her years of seeking out and living with indigenous healers and shaman from around the world. Visit her website at starfuentes.com. Then join her here every Wednesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern Time as she shares her knowledge with you. And now, Star Fuentes.
Welcome. We'll be taking calls after the half hour, 657-383-1612. I'm very pleased to have Diana Brownstone with me tonight. We've known each other through the years, and she is a remarkable, incredible astrologer. Welcome, Diana.
Thank you, Star. It's great to be here.
It's great to have you. Yeah, boom, I turn on your website, dianabrownstone.com. There's a beautiful, radiant, lovely picture for you, and then astrologer, Diana Brownstone, sex and astrology. Talk to me about sex and astrology.
Oh, that was a fun interview I did a few years back. Well, let's see. I think it's important to know that it's not just your sun sign to figure out your dynamics and your compatibility with other people, that the astrology chart has 10 points and planets and angles and all sorts of relationships it can make with these points with another person. And the key planets that are very important for sexual chemistry are Mars and Venus, as well as the Moon for emotional compatibility. So those planets, often you'll find in long-term couples that they're in actually a hard aspect, because the people don't want to get kind of sidetracked by too much chemistry in order to be able to live together. Like, they may need to have compatible moon signs rather than the Mars and Venus, but you'll find the really hot and heavy affairs more with people that are aligned very well with Mars and Venus in the same elements, like Mars and Venus in a fire sign or an air sign all together in the same sign, or in a compatible sign like water and earth, because those just flow more easily with chemistry.
I understand that. If I was to ask you about finding my lover and finding my mate, I understand that Mars and Venus would probably play some very big part in both. But there's a big difference from somebody that I'll make love to for 7 or 8 years and somebody I'll spend the rest of my life with. What would you look at differently in that case scenario?
Well, for one, with if you want a long-term compatibility, there's usually some major configuration in the composite chart that's the midpoints of all the points in both partners' charts that show some sort of challenge or endeavor that they must accomplish together. Because if you're going to be with someone for a long period of time, it's a partnership, and you're working together towards some goal, towards a mutual goal. So very often I see an alignment with Saturn, because that is the glue that's going to hold the two people together. Otherwise, you just feel like, why am I with this person? This is fun and friendly, or fun and hot, but you must have some sort of longer-term purpose like we each do in our own lives, which keeps us motivated to stay on the path. And if you're going to have somebody along for the ride and they're not just going to be baggage, you have to be working on something together. So often I'll see a Saturn aspect. I will see nodal aspects, which are the moon's nodes, which have to do with your past lives and your path in this life, where you need to be reaching out and growing. So very often people come together that have connections from past lives that they have to finish, that there's some sort of unfinished business that they have to complete together. So the nodes are very important in that regard.
Time and time again, when people say to me, I love him, and I'm not in love with him. Time and time again, I send him to his astrologer to get compatibility charts done. How important is this compatibility chart? I cannot stress it. Tell us why this is so important to get your chart, the chart of your significant other, your upcoming boyfriend, your lover. Why is this so important?
Well, I think it's important because the conception a lot of people may have of relationships based on media, film, TV, is quite different from what a real relationship is like, because there's the day-to-day work, but there's also, you know, the ups and downs that come in, and sometimes there are very great ups, but there are also some extremely hard times, and you have to, you know, you have to have an idea of what sort of things those are going to be in a compatibility chart, a composite chart, or your synastry, which is a comparison between the two charts, will show you where those difficult areas are. They'll show you as well where the very positive compatibility elements are, so that you know what you can fall back on, what's always going to be there, what's going to be a constant. And then you kind of have, you know, your map of what's going to be the challenges, what you're going to be going through, what's going to be the through line, things that you'll have to face. So it's not like you're entering it with, you know, just stardust in your eyes. You're really seeing what is real, what am I going to be working on, as well as, you know, what's going to be the fun elements. You know, that'll show as well where's the compatibility, where is it smooth going? Is that in the emotional area? Is that in the intellectual area? So you get reinforcement. I think the key thing with astrology readings are they validate and they point out what you may already sense and you may already know, but it really reaffirms it for you, so you have the confidence to go forward, whether it's in a relationship or anything in your life, a business partnership.
And it's important. Certain things are very easy, and certain things are moderate, and certain things are difficult, and certain things you have to work on. And at certain times, those things change, you know, in a 20, 25, 10-year relationship, depending what's going on, you know, with the outer planets and the inner planets. I think it's really, really important. The other thing I nag, bitch, piss, moan about is people say to me, "Stop, where should I live on planet Earth?" And there's nothing to me better than to have an astrocartography chart. And I'm pretty sure you do these.
Yes, absolutely, I do.
And it's like, do you want to be successful? Do you want to be in love? Do you want to chill after 25 years with corporate? So tell me a little bit, for our listening audience, what does an astrocartography chart tell us?
Well, that chart, that can tell you exactly the kind of experience you're going to have in a particular area based on the latitude lines that are going through the chart. So you can see whether somebody is going to have, you know, a very tumultuous experience in one area, whether one state or city or country is better for them for career or for love. What is good when people come to me is if they have an idea what they're looking for. So if I'm just looking at a map and I want to know whether they're looking to move for career advantage, whether they want to relocate to, you know, find a soulmate or to learn, whether they want to go someplace and study. Or I've advised people on where to go if they want to heal. And what's fabulous is when somebody tells you that that's what they're looking for and you tell them where they should go and they're like, "Oh, my God, that's where I was going to send my wife, that exact line." So you can see so many things, and it's great when somebody has an idea of what they want to do. It also gives them clarity if they have to even think about what is it that I'm really looking for, because astrology or guidance, it's not going to supersede. It's going to be an adjunct to your own higher mind, to your own awareness. So it's just going to, you know, bump that up so that you'll get information to top what you're already sensing and knowing.
Right. You know, it's I want to go out west. Oh, my God, avoid Kansas, you know. It's flat. It's hundreds and hundreds of miles. Take another. It's a map. And you will choose from your intuition and from your gut what you need to do. In astrology, you'll say, this is a boring way, this is an easy way, this way is beneficial. But it won't give you the experience, and it will give you the map. So I think that's very, very important.
Right.
Tell me, what do you think our audience needs to know about you or about astrology that's really important, that's really showing up right now?
Well, I'm getting a lot of people that are being affected by the economy, and it's having an influence on their choice of vocation and whether they want to start a new business or whether they want to move to start a new business, when to file papers to, you know, get their businesses going. I'm getting a lot of people that are confused about primarily what's coming up. I think it's a very tumultuous time. We're in the midst of the Uranus-Pluto squares. We have the opening square happening now, which was already exact, but it's not going to pass until we hit the next aspect. So we're in a time that kind of correlates with sort of the revolutionary feeling of the 60s when Kennedy and Martin Luther King were assassinated and we had protests. And this is the period of time where we get to see how far we've come along versus how far have the authorities come along, because we have the people awakening through Uranus and Aries, which is the impulse to take action, versus Pluto, which is the power structure, in Capricorn, which is the businesses and corporate and big government. So what we have now is we're getting a chance to see how far have they come along in their goal to have authority and power over the people, and how far have we come in initiating our personal rights. So that's one theme that we're hitting up with now. So it's very important for people to understand that this is a time where everyone needs to be involved in some capacity and aware of what's going on, because there's no final determination, there's no prediction about what's going to happen. It's up to everybody and our consciousness, and that's another one of the major things I think people need to know, that it's a misnomer to listen to somebody make a prediction, because that's completely taking away everybody's personal power to take action and to have an influence in what the world is going to be like down the line. You wouldn't, you know, sit back if a psychic or an astrologer told you, you know, oh, you're going to get that job next week. You wouldn't just sit there and, you know, not pick out something to wear and get your resume up to date and plan what you're going to say. You would still follow through on it. So that's another key point.
For me, with the clients I have all around the world, is if you're not doing your work, your secrets are coming out, and if you're in a big ego state, you're getting crazier. And I'm not kidding you. My people with their huge egos, they
oh
just
boy,
get crazier.
You and I both have that. I really, that's one of
they
my.
They get crazier.
Oh yeah,
yeah. And then the people working on their stuff get better.
Absolutely. You have to kind of tune out the noise of the loud mouths and the people too attached to ego, absolutely, because you can't improve from that point. And obviously, we're all here, and we're all here to improve and to become more aware. And you can't if you're blocked by ego. You can't improve. You can't change.
And I get it. And so many people are having to check their ethical boundaries right now, or having to check in with their integrity, and.
Mm-hmm.
So many boundaries, politically, government-wise, police-wise, opinion-wise.
Yes, absolutely.
All being tested in both directions.
And that's a perfect way of to describe the other major aspect we're having now, which is Saturn square Neptune, which is the boundaries that are breaking down, like just like you said, with the police and also with medical. Neptune has to do with medical, and we have the boundaries of, some of the big conversations on the news now are about, can pharmaceutical companies advertise? What are the boundaries? Then we have the forced vaccination, which not only is that a breakdown of your legal rights to choose, but the Neptune is the fluids in the body. So this is a forced vaccination into the fluids of the body. So the Saturn-Neptune square has to do with not only the boundary breakdown and the structure of society, but also it has to do with the truth, because this week in particular, Neptune is stationing. It's been going retrograde, and I actually like the Neptune retrograde more than the forward motion, because the forward, the direct Neptune just kind of clouds and, you know, dissipates the energy. But when it's retrograde, you get to see the truth, and so much of the truth is coming out now in so many areas, not just in, medical and the atrocities with the police and everything in the world, but we're seeing it in the news. We're seeing the breakdown of the truth-telling and the lack of the truth-telling. Wasn't it recently they had the G20 meeting, and Putin got up and spoke and said, and announced the 40 countries that are subsidizing ISIS and the other terrorist groups. So what a shocker to people who weren't aware of that.
Well, it's really, really happening outside of us, and it's also happening inside of us. And I've recently had a person who came to me who told me she was the most generous person in the world, and she hasn't written a check for charity, contributed a can of food, or done anything in 10 years, but her belief was she was generous. I pointed out 13, 14, 15 facts that I knew about her to her, and all of a sudden she got it that she just told herself she was generous. She never took the actions, and she was blown away that she could lie to herself for 10 years.
Oh, yes. And this alignment is really going to be shockers for so many people, not just in the world, but, yes, just like you said, about themselves. Because people can live with those kinds of illusions about what they believe about themselves, what they believe about the world. And it's quite a shock to learn that you've convinced yourself of something, or that someone else has convinced you. You know, a lot of these, the same kind of things I'm having with clients is it's things that they've learned growing up or from their parents, because Saturn is the parent structure, and oftentimes that's projected onto the news media or authority figures in their lives, and it takes somebody pointing it out in such a way, and that's part of our job, is to do it in a loving way so that people can hear the information and accept it, and not be not have it be too jarring.
And
because
what
it is.
Do you think people need to know right now about the energies going on?
I think people need to stay in touch with real people, not just on the internet, not just, you know, texting. I think they need to really talk to real people and get involved in you know, all sorts of, I really believe in being active and making change in the world. So I think that's a key thing, that we're heading towards a period. I work with, you know, the cycles of the planets, and I watch the Barbeau Index. So we're heading into a period, you know, coming up in the next few years where there's going to be a lot more tightening, as we see with all the events happening over in the Middle East. There's going to be a lot more scrutiny and tightening of the reins on people. So if that's something that you have an opinion about, to get involved and to be aware and to really seek out the truth of what's going on, which isn't going to be, you know, in the regular media, it's going to be alternative. So I think people need to take stock of what they're doing in their lives, both in terms of their occupations. Make sure that you're doing something that you really love, doing something that serves other people. And I'm getting a lot of people that were in the financial industry, which is paring down and is going to continue to pare down. I think people need to watch their finances, keep an eye on what's happening with currencies around the world, and don't fear that you don't understand or know about economics or currencies. Just start somewhere and read an article, and then go to another article and read it from another country's website. And eventually you'll start to piece things together, so don't be afraid to seek out other information. Even if you don't understand it at first, you have to start somewhere. And just continue learning and be open, because, you know, these shocks that we're being hit with, the less you can be thrown and the more that you can stay centered and aware of how you can navigate and make changes either in your own life or to help us all as a collective to make changes, the better off you and all of us are going to be.
Well, you know, currency is how energy flows, and currency, you know, is how your personal cash money flows. And for me, looking at what the euro was doing, or looking at whatever other currency I'm looking at in the world, tells me about currents of energy. And I'm always interested, because sooner or later I'm going to pick up a current, or a current, it may work against me. The word itself speaks for us so that we seek it out and have some knowledge of it.
Right.
You know, and I mean, come on, how much more blatant can you get than, you know, current?
Than the actual word.
You know?
Yes.
Years and years ago, you did a reading for me, and we had quite an unexpected incident with it. Let's talk about that.
Yes, that was very fun for me, I will tell you. I was just getting to know you. I was speaking with a group at the New Life Expo, and you had me do your chart. And I immediately saw this aspect in your chart. You had Uranus with the South Node in an exact conjunction. And Uranus has to do with electricity and shocking events and sudden things that happen. And the South Node are your connections with other people from past lives. It can be teachers, it can be family, but it's people that you're strongly connected with. And I immediately saw that. And I also see that very often with people who are celebrities, because they kind of know how to have this sort of exciting, electric sort of
presence.
Yeah, presence that other people will recognize, and you had that in your chart. And then I asked you about it, and what did you tell me?
Well, I told you that when I had that, when we were talking about a particular time also, and one of my teachers, my great teacher Esperanza, who taught me the path of coding data. Exactly at the time, she had come one night to my club, and she said, come with me. It was raining, big, big drops of rain. And she grabbed me. We were running down this path, and we eventually got somewhere, and she set me down in a quarter inch of water. And she went away about, 60 yards, and she stood on a little mound. And it was lightning and thundering. And she reached up, and she grabbed a bolt of lightning, and she threw it in the ground. And I swear to God, I saw the grass, you know, sparking. And I saw that lightning bolt coming to me underground. And she hit me with that lightning bolt. Mm. And it was an opening into the Corindisma. It was a closing of my story and my it was the final closing of my dealing with sexual abuse and where I came into my mastery. And I kind of freaked out because you got it right to the right month and the right year, and it was pretty interesting.
Oh, it was.
You found it, and we had but scarcely met a couple
right,
of days
I know,
before.
I know that, and I pointed that out. And then literally, Uranus rules over electricity and lightning. And for that story to say that your master teacher grabbed the lightning out of the air and threw it at you.
I swear to God, I said the words
I know.
I said the word she used 20 times. I have threatened some of my problem students. You know, you screw up some more, and we're going to go outside and do the lightning exercise. I have never done it again. And I've kept those words sacred and secret. And it's just magical to know that she would pick the exact time in my chart when that was real. Of course, you know, these master teachers, they know stuff. And
right.
that it did have such a life-changing effect on me.
Yeah.
So, you know, little things that happen along the line that really end up to be master things 10 years, 6 years later, just show up in that astrology chart over and over and over again.
Right, and that's one of the joys of doing this, when you can tell somebody something and it resonates so deeply with them, and it just really centers them in their energy. And they also, you know, we know that the chart is accurate then. We know what we're working with, so then we can move forward or backward in time, whether the person needs to understand or reframe something from the past, or whether they need some guidance to be assured or to understand what the timing is of upcoming things.
And what else do we need to know about getting a session with you? I know you're a very astute, very accurate, very dynamic astrologer. What would we need to know about having a session with you?
Well, anyone who's interested can go to my website and read more about
what
all
is
the
that
different.
Again?
It's my name, DianaBrownstone.com, or you can also enter astrologynyc.com for New York City, astrologynyc.com, and it'll flip right to my site. And you can peruse the different types of readings. Most people will go for a full birth chart and the upcoming year reading. And we start with that, and any time in the future that you want to go through anything specific that's beyond, I mean, we do specifics in your first reading. We go through the whole first year coming up. But beyond that, I can do a horary chart, which is based on a single question. If there's just a specific issue that you want to just look at and need an answer to, like a yes or no question, there are, you know, like we already discussed, composite relationship readings. There are, I can do rectification if you don't know your exact time of birth. So the best thing is to check out my site and the consultations, and just contact me through the contact link and let me know what you're looking for, and if you have your birth information or birth time or not. And we go from there.
You know, you are so wise, and your words have always been so accurate and astute. Why am I missing? Where's the book? What happened with the book?
I know. It will be coming. I've had some other things that I've had to take care of outside of the astrology. I'm basically, it's like I'm doing 5 full-time jobs at once. So,
yeah, been there.
It is in the works. It is definitely in the works. And once I'm cut free from this other issue, it'll just all fall out. It's coming, Star.
Well, that's good to know, because I will be definitely looking forward to that.
Oh, yeah.
We're coming up on our half-hour break here, and we'll be right back in 1 minute.
Please join us every Wednesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern Time for Stargazing with Star Fuentes. For over 50 years, Star has been a pioneer in metaphysics. She has learned a lifetime of priceless information and is eager to share it with you as only she can. Visit her website at starfuentes.com, then tune in as she covers a weekly topic and then opens up the lines for your questions and comments. Again, that's Stargazing with Star Fuentes, every Wednesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern Time.
I am here with Diana Brownstone, and we're back. What do you think, besides what's going on in the world, what do you think we need to know about home and coming home to our hearts? What's going on astrologically right now?
Well, I would say that one of the key things that's going on is people are needing to eliminate some of the extra unnecessary distractions from their lives. And what I call it is a expansion into minimalism. So what that means is by reducing the excess noise and the excess activities, you get the opportunity to expand and grow through the parts of you and the parts of your heart and the parts of your being and the things you love to do in a way that's more efficient and more productive, actually. So I think that's one of the key things that's going on now to center people. We have a great opportunity to do that.
The simplicity, you know, every possession you have, there, I have a chart that marks an exact place in your aura from head to toe where you keep your houses, you keep your dishes, you keep your clothing, you keep your bedding. And everything you own takes the energy to own it. So, you know,
absolutely,
people have a garage full of stuff or a basement or attic full of stuff. They have their parents' stuff, their brothers or sisters, and their children's stuff left over when they moved to college. And they can't get up in the morning and they want to do five things and they do one, two, three, and that's all the energy they got. So the simplicity is allowing space for more energy into your life.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly. That's what we have now. Jupiter is in Virgo, and that's the best way to expand through reducing, you know, getting rid of the excess. You don't need it.
And there's so many people out there who do need some of the things. So take a look at it. Do you really? How many things that you have for 2 years that you thought you were going to use? I taught a class about 5-6 years ago, and I told all my students, I said, and if you haven't worn something in a year and it's under $500, if it's jewelry or a dress or something, give it away.
Mm-hmm.
So one day I walked into our dome, and we have a huge dome, and my husband has cases with jewelry in it, you know, for people to buy.
Right.
I saw there was a case in half, and my jewelry was in it. I started yelling at him. I said, Art, what are you doing? He says, well, you haven't worn that in a year. We're going to sell it. And my husband really makes me keep my word on those things. I was, like, upset. There's my jewelry in the case, fail. And she reminded me of my own teaching. And it's important to let go, because a long, long time ago, it took us 10 years to get a new energy. 10 years. We'd grow and grow and grow. And from when we were in the 60s, in the 70s, it changed. But now, last year's highest energy can be this year's lowest energy. It's really
right.
Amazing.
Right, it totally flips. We've got the Jupiter and the North Node in Virgo now. It's about cleaning out, minimizing, being efficient, and not carrying the weight of everybody else's past and emotional energy that's in the things, keeping that with you. Absolutely.
Yeah, when I look at a T-shirt that I owned in the year 2000, I really love myself, but I really don't want to go back to being the energy I was in 2000. You know, so my clothing moves out because it is saturated with who I was when it I got it new and when I really, really wore it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have to keep things moving to keep energies moving.
And yes, absolutely.
In our, you know, so me growing up and being born in 39 and going through, you know, World War II, it was like, hang on to everything.
You know, oh, yes.
You'll never know when you need it. And,
right,
You know, and we have to fight the things that helped us survive 50 years ago. We have to recognize that it's not 50 years ago.
Right.
And I think that's really important. Now, I understand you do parties.
Oh, yes. There's so
and
much
and
fun.
How does that work?
Well, if you're having a event either at work or a group of friends, a get-together, I can come and bring my laptop, and in 5 seconds I can pull up anybody's chart and move it forward and backward in time and tell you what's going on in your life now, the sort of energies that you're dealing with and challenges and fun, exciting things that are going on. So yes, I do events, and I was going to tell you a funny story, and this is kind of one of the ways in which you can validate astrology is if you go to an event, and I did this. It was an event for a group of girls who get together, and they have a different guest every gathering that they have, and what happened was I was showing each of their charts up on the screen, and I had one girl who was sort of like a heckler, and she was clearly challenging me as if she wasn't buying astrology, because often if you do these kinds of things out in the open, the person that it's resonating with is the person whose chart is being read. It's not for, you know, guaranteed that the other people are going to get it or understand what you're saying. It's really for the person whose chart you're doing. So anyhow, this girl, it was her turn to have her chart done, and I pull up her chart, and she blurts out, okay, so tell me, when am I going to get married? So I took a quick look at her chart, and there was Neptune sitting on the cusp of her marriage house, her relationship sector. So I just turned to her and said, as soon as you leave that alcoholic boyfriend of yours, and she gasped and went, oh, my God, how did you know that? So luckily I hit the nail on the head, because that Neptune could also mean someone very spiritual. It could be somebody who's very giving or very pious. But based on her manner, I took a chance, and boy, she was a believer after that.
Yeah, I went to a party, and maybe it was like 21 or something like that, a restaurant in New York City, and it was a big table, and the host, oh, I don't know, he owned newspapers or magazines or whatever it was. He's the star. You want you to go behind each person and give them a little reading. So I'm going around the table, going around the table, going around the table. And I get behind this one guy, and he says, tell me the most important thing I need to know. And I said, you shouldn't have stolen $100,000 from your company. And he froze. He grabbed the dinner table, and he froze. And he says to me, who have you been talking to? You know, usually when I hit something right on the head,
uh-huh.
One-third of the time people want to know that who have I been talking to, you know?
Oh, yeah, he, how did you know?
Yeah, you know, and then years and years I thought back of it, and he says, well, am I going to get caught? And I said, no. And I should have said no if you give me 50%, but I wasn't on my feet that night. I wasn't even though I was standing up, I wasn't on my feet.
Well, listen,
I know, you know, it's like, you know, you just wonder, because sometimes I get in, you know, how we get in this mode where we
right.
know more than what the astrology chart shows us or what the reading shows us.
Exactly. We're tuned in, and that's kind of what happens. But what I was going to say to you is, of course, when you're in that mode and you're tuning in, you're not thinking selfishly, you know, give me half, you know, that you were tuned in, you were on your toes, you were giving the information that came through, you were unselfish. So
yeah.
I think you were in
the
right.
That irks me is, when am I going to win the lottery? And all of us are going to win. All of us are going to win $3 eventually. Now, $3. And people ask the question, like, when am I going to win the lottery? And I have to answer them, like, next week. And I go, but that's not the jackpot. You know, if people forget to cut, they ask their spirit guides, am I going to win the lottery? Am I going to win the lottery? The spirit guides are going, yeah, of course we're going to win the lottery. Don't worry about it. And they do win. But they win for $3 or $5 or $8. And then people get so mad. She does, well, $3 isn't winning. Well, yes, it is. You know, it's $3. So that's one of the questions that irks me. My best question is when somebody asks me, Star, what do I need to know?
Mm.
You know, because I share with them from their spirit guides, from my spirit guides. It doesn't. You know, it doesn't force me into channel, like looking for a mate, looking at their health, looking at their business. It draws me to the immediate area where they can change, where energy can be input, and things can get moving. So for me, that's the best question anybody can ever ask me, is what do I need to know?
Mm.
What about
Beautiful.
For you astrologically? What can I ask you that points you in a very informative direction for me or a client?
What a client can ask? I think it's going to be different for each person, what they need to know at a certain time. Usually when people come, I can see immediately in the chart where the what are called the hard aspects. There's usually some sort of challenge or change or shift that's happening, and I can define it for them so that they don't even have to tell me, so that they can sort of understand it in a practical level or an energetic level, what they're being asked from the universe to do or to change or, you know, let go of or push harder, whatever it is. So for me, it doesn't make a difference whether they tell me specifically what they want to know or not, because it's going to show up in the chart. So it's very different for everybody. You know, a lot of times people come when there's an issue in relationships, when there's an issue with a change of jobs or wanting to leave the work they're doing or fear that they're going to lose their job. Or like we spoke about, relocation or relationships. So it's going to be different with each person, and it's going to be a different specific, usually an outer planet transit or shift in their progressions or directions, which are their internal clock, about what they're ready to have happen or enter their lives at that time.
Well,
so it's different for everybody.
Now tell us about you. What is your sign?
Oh, well, I'm a Scorpio.
Ooh, sex
yes.
astrology. There we go.
Yes.
And what is your
there
rising?
We go.
What is your rising?
That? My rising is Libra.
And your moon?
Moon is Scorpio, too.
Ooh,
yeah.
And Mercury?
Lots of Scorpio. And actually, we both share some Sagittarius planets. And that's something that's so fun to see, is the two of us have what's called a balsamic moon, which is the closing cycle, the dark moon, which is the old soul, which is very aware of kind of the sage and the advisor, are very aware of what's gone on, and sort of in a finishing cycle in this life, kind of finishing up a lot of things. And people come to people like us for advice because we've been through a lot of experiences in many lives. So like you, we both have that. We both have the Moon Saturn square, which is the difficult experiences in family and childhood that we've had to overcome. We both share that some Scorpio and some Sagittarius energy, so there's you know, a similarity in people in our field, but we happen to have a lot, which is why I was so glad you asked me to speak to you tonight.
Well, it's pretty interesting. Like my life is wow, all I can say is what a ride. you know, coming up on 77 here.
Congratulations.
Thank you. How did the years go by so fast? And, you know, earlier on in my life, I was mated, and I was mated with a Scorpio with Capricorn rising and the Capricorn moon. And now I'm mated with a man who's Gemini, whose Capricorn moon sits exactly on my Capricorn sun, whose then rising is Gemini, and whose Mercury is Gemini, and I'm Capricorn, Scorpio, Capricorn, Capricorn, and we're both born the last day of our sign. And it's really interesting to notice that the men were so different. Yet I was and still am with my significant other. I'm so harmonious with both of them, but in different ways.
Right. And, you know, you have the Venus in Sagittarius. Our Venuses are right on top of each other at 12.
Well, I know we have a lot going on.
Right.
So.
And so with your current husband, with all the Gemini, that's an opposition. And then his being the Gemini against your Capricorn planets, it's an inconjunct, which means there's a fascination. There's something always that there's going to be new to learn about each other, where you're constantly, you know, finding out something that makes it interesting and exciting.
You know what I'd like to do with you someday, speaking about interesting and exciting? I'd like to spend a weekend with you, and let's sit down and see if we could do sexual positions for two signs together.
Ooh!
That would be, you know,
would
we
be
have
really
like we have the 100 and some erogenous points on the male and the 100 and plus more on the female. I'm wondering if certain astrological signs find certain erogenous points more erogenous. I'm wondering if certain sexual positions end up being more stimulating or more bring the spiritual and the physical together for certain signs. I do have a crazy mind, don't I? You know.
Well, you've got Mars and Scorpio.
well, yeah, you know, it's like when I study Tantra in the Far East, you know, if we were to talk about sex, I'd say, oh, we did two birds in a bush last night, and we did this and this, and basically, here in the United States, they say, yeah, we had sex, we got laid. But if we were in the Far East and we were talking, we'd be talking about what positions we did, what energy was flowing. And here it's like ba-boom, ba-bang, you know?
Bam, bam.
And I would find it interesting at some point in time that someone does it. If I don't do it, maybe you and somebody else can do it, or maybe somebody else can totally write a book about it. I'm just putting it out there into the universe. All right, Sean, do we have any callers there?
We absolutely do. Let's see here. Let me get someone on the line here. All right. Melvina, are you there?
Yes, hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Melvina, what's your question?
My question is regarding career. I'm not too happy where I'm working right now, and I really feel like it's not the place for me, and I was wondering if you could tell me when.
Could you tell us your month, day, and year of birth?
I was born 5/15/83.
And do you remember what time you were born, or do you know what time you were born?
Around 9:30 in the morning.
Okay.
Are you getting this, Diana?
Yes. May 15th, 1983, 9:30 a.m. And the location, city and state?
Well, out of the country.
what country?
Well, to make
Ukraine?
The chart.
Where in Ukraine?
Odessa.
Oh, I was going to say Odessa. It's obviously a well-known location. Okay. Mm-hmm. And your question was about career?
Yeah.
Okay, you want to know if you should stick with what you're doing now or change?
or when should I change? Because I'm definitely unhappy where I'm working right now.
Okay. Well, I pulled up a Hari, and for the moment, right now, you already know that you want to make this change. You already know that you want to do it as soon as possible. So let me pull up your transits and see what's going on. Well, Saturn just entered your work sector. So this is a time when you need to really both, you may have to be continuing to work under somebody else where you're having to kind of prepare yourself for the new work. You have a job now?
Yes.
Right. So you may have to stick with that while you're getting your new contacts together, scoping out the new work. So you can see over the next months as a time to get everything in order and to start reaching out. But you may feel kind of restricted during this time, but don't let that dissuade you from continuing to look for other work, even if you have to work under somebody else or for whatever you're doing now. You definitely need to have a lot of freedom. And have you had a solid education? Because you have a Jupiter-Uranus conjunction, and that usually signifies someone who's had a really good education.
Oh, come on, that's an A student.
That's like Ivy League, usually.
Well, not Ivy League, but I do have my master's.
Oh, okay, there you go. So, and now's the time to really put it to the test. So have you just been kind of coasting along and having your freedom and not pushing through to make changes, to really pursue what that represents for you, your master's?
Well, my master's is in education, so I'm teaching, but I'm just definitely unhappy at the place that I'm working at.
Right. It's definitely showing in your chart now. Generally, Saturn, which is represents time and the structures that we're under as beings on Earth, spends a couple of years in each sector, so it's not going to tell you exactly when you're going to make this change, but it does tell you that you do need to look at this seriously and really scope out what you really, it does give you what you want if you do the work. So whether it's advancing to a better educational institution to teach, whether you want to move more into administrating. You know, Saturn is more about being in charge. So is that appealing to you?
Maybe. I mean, if it'll definitely make me happier, then of course.
Right. Well, I think this is the time to really examine what will make you happier, because you have the time while you're currently working to look at that. And nothing like being unhappy as being a catalyst to get us to change.
Yeah.
So it's a perfect time for you. It's exactly, you're right where you should be. This is the time for you to do the work to figure out how you can utilize that master's and that great education to go to the next step. So I would, you know, research and figure out what other sorts of things you can do with your master's, how you could possibly become more of an authority in what you do, such as administration. I mean, that would give you the position of authority, would probably be more lucrative as well, if that's an interest of yours in earning more money.
Right.
Yeah, so I would just use this
time.
I have a couple
feelings here. You're really powerful, you're really dynamic, but making a decision is difficult for you. Yeah, if you don't make a decision in January or before January, then you will work, you will educate yourself, and you will build your courage to get the August-September decision that you really need. Please look outside your box. You know, what does an Ivy League tutor make, $50, $80 an hour? What does a teacher make in a private home? Last time somebody told me they had someone in for their kids. It was $120,000 a year for two kids. Well, take a look outside of your box. Gather the information. You need to make a decision and get yourself out of this place with these miserable people and find a place where there's positive energy and it nurtures.
Right. All right. Sounds good. Thank you.
Thank you, sweetie. Thank you, sweetie. Well, we're coming up to the end here, and I have been with Diana Brownstone, whose website is www.dianabrownstone.com. Diana, do you have some parting information for our listeners?
Oh, sure. Let's see. I've got some videos as well, if anyone's interested in seeing. I've got some, probably some portions at this point of some lectures I've done up on YouTube, which would be under youtube.com/astrologyforecast. And just go to my site and check around and send me any questions or sign up for my email or blog. I do update it now and then and put insightful things that people need to know about what's happening with the planets now and when there are eclipses, how to prepare, what to expect. So check around and stay in touch.
All right, thank you. Thank you for being here. Go to masteryourlight.com. Pray with me. Look at all the offers and specials and free things and paid things I have for you. Masteryourlight.com. And farewell.
Good night.
Thank you for listening to Stargazing with Star Fuentes. Please join us again next week for another enlightening episode. For more information on Star's classes or services, please visit her website at starfuentes.com or call the office at 501-609-0660. That's 501-609-0660. Good night.